Good morning. It's 39 degrees at 3 minutes after 7 o'clock. We have a special guest with us this morning, Dr. Zobra Pastor, clinical professor of the Department of Family Medicine of Wisconsin. Good morning, Dr. Pastor. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Now, you know, a lot of us think of gout. I guess we think like King Henry VIII, the other days when they used to have a lot of feast and rich eat rich.
Exactly. Well, gout is not an old disease. Gout is on the rise. And it's interesting, I was just looking at an article this morning. As we have gotten heavier and heavier and heavier, gout has increased. And in fact, there's a recent study that came out that showed that men who gain more than 20 pounds in their lifetime and have over about a 5 or 6 or 10 year period are 2 to 3 times more likely to have gout. There are 3 to 5 million gout sufferers in the United States today. It's a bad disease and it's present right now and lots of folks suffer from it.
Now, does it affect men only or does it affect women also?
Oh, no, men and women. Women are more likely to get it after menopause. After menopause, it's one of the things they can suffer, but it's men and women. About a quarter of the gout sufferers are women. It's just more common in men, more common. It's a metabolic disease, so it's more common. It runs in families, and it's a problem in the way we sort of digest our proteins and produce too much uric acid or don't excrete enough of it, and then we get gout flares, which are awful.
Now, what are the symptoms for us to look for?
Well, anyone who has had gout usually knows what those symptoms are. It's a red, hot, swollen joint. 50% of the time, half the time, it's your big toe. It's the big toe that gets red and hot and swollen, and it's awful. And often it happens at nighttime, so it wakes you up and you go, ouch. I had a patient in my office a couple of weeks ago. He was on his plane from Chicago, because I live in Wisconsin, from Chicago to Los Angeles, and in the middle of the flight, all of a sudden he had a gout flare. He had taken the red eye. It was simply awful. So it's a hot, red, swollen toe that happens suddenly, and it's just unbearable to live with.
Now, does gout affect you only at night, or can you have it during the day also?
Oh, no. It affects you at night. It affects you during the day. And the real issue about gout is, first of all, you've got to treat the flare when the flare is there. But if you have gout flares, there is a treatment. In fact, there's a new treatment, the newest treatment, and there hasn't been a new treatment in gout for about 40 years, that can help keep you from getting the flare. So you treat the flare when it's there, and then when the flare is gone, that's when you zero in and you say, how do I keep this from happening again?
Now, when you go to the doctor, how is gout diagnosed?
It's diagnosed clinically. The doctor asks questions. For the most part, it's diagnosed by the doctor doing an evaluation and making the decision of whether or not you have it. Now, the gold standard is to stick a needle in that red-hot swollen joint, take the fluid out, and see if there are crystals under the scope. And frankly, 99% of the time, that is not done. It's only done when you're not sure what the diagnosis is. Pretty much most doctors, when they hear it, when they see it, when they smell it, if it sounds like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's a duck. The same with gout. The symptoms are so typical that a doctor can make the decision whether or not you have a gout basically by those symptoms.
Now, you mentioned about the new treatment for gout. What are some of the other treatments?
Well, the treatment for gout, first of all, with a red-hot swollen toe, you take an anti-inflammatory drug such as ibuprofen or a prescription drug called indomethacin, and you take that when you've got a flare. And then after the flare is settled, there are other drugs for the flare too, after it's settled, then you can take a pill that lowers uric acid. Now, for years, we've had a pill called allopurinol, which is really an effective drug for many people, but you've got to get your uric acid below 6 in order to keep from getting recurrent flares. And the new medication that's on the market called febuxostat or Euloric is more effective in the 80 milligram dose than allopurinol. And for many people who keep on getting flares, the reason why they get flares when they have gout is because their uric acid is still too high because the older drug doesn't work as well as it should.
Now, I understand taking aspirin is bad for it.
Too much aspirin. Aspirin a day won't bother you. It's too much aspirin. Taking large doses of aspirin isn't good. Also, drinking too much beer. Beer seems to be a specific problem with alcohol. Beer is more likely to cause a gout flare. But for the most part, gout is not caused by dietary indiscretion. It's more likely to be caused by the fact that uric acid is too high. With the exception of one medication, by the way, diazide diuretics, a certain pill that is used for high blood pressure is more likely to set off gout. And if you have gout, you want to get off of that pill and get on a new pill. But that, most doctors know that.
Now, what are the different stages of gout?
Well, the first stage of gout is what we call the sort of the quiet stage, where you're building up uric acid in your body and you don't really have any symptoms. Then you start having flares. You might have a flare, and then it might be 6 months, a year before you get a second flare. And as you build up more and more uric acid in your body, you're more and more likely to have flares. And that's the time when you can get increased flares. You can get kidney damage. You can get joint damage if it's not treated effectively. And more importantly, it just hurts. And when it hurts, most people blame it on dietary indiscretion. They had that extra beer. Well, in fact, they may have had that extra beer every night. Why did it flare now? It flared because their uric acid was too high. And reducing that uric acid, getting that number down below 6, is the key ingredient to keep those flares from happening and to keep damage from gout from happening again.
What lifestyle changes should I make?
Well, the most important lifestyle change is to reduce weight. That's probably number one, number two, number three. High fructose corn syrup has also been shown to be a factor. Drinking too much soda pop is not good. But lifestyle change is sort of secondary. That's sort of secondary. The most important lifestyle change you can make is to get on a pill to lower uric acid and take that pill. Now, compliance with taking a pill on a daily basis is actually very hard for people. If you look at pills, most people, when they start on a chronic medication, only about half of them are taking that medication a year later. So paying attention to the medicines that you're on, reducing your weight, having a good lifestyle, trying to exercise more, those are all useful, but they're only a side, they're only one aspect of it. The other aspect of it that's really more important is taking the medicine to get that uric acid down. You can't do it by diet alone. You can't do it that way. You've got to really be on medication to do the trick.
Now, if you just notice it for the first time, when should you go to the doctor?
Well, usually most people, when they have their first gout attack, that's when they really ought to go to the doctor to see indeed if it is gout. That's the best time to do it. Now, when you start on a gout-lowering agent, for a lot of people, they don't do it right away, and the reason is you've only had one gout flare. And some people, frankly, might get a gout flare once every year or 2 years, and they don't want to take a pill every day. But for people who have recurrent flares, if they're getting 1 or 2 or 3 a year, or for people who say, I never want to have a flare like this again, that's where chronic therapy really, really begins to be of value.
If someone wants to find out more information about gout, where's the best place for them to go to find out more information?
Well, there are a couple of good places. You can go to gout.com. That's probably one of the better websites that are out there, and it's easy to remember. If you've got gout, it's gout.com, and that's probably a good place to be at. One of the things I always recommend for people, if they want to find a good website on any medical problem, is to go to a university website. They put in the name of the disease, like gout.com, and then put UNC after it, and you'll get good information from University of North Carolina website as a good example. Because all medical schools put out great information about diseases, and that's the way you can tell fact from fiction. But in this case, gout.com is a great website. I think that's where I'd send people.
Well, Dr. Pastor, we appreciate you being on with us this morning and hope that you'll come back and be a guest again.
It is my pleasure, and it would be a pleasure to be back on your show again. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for talking.